Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
75 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
73 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
73 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
73 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
73 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
73 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
72 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
73 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
73 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
75 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Clear.
77 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours.
Clear.
79 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
79 degrees.
K6ET calling 88ME88 Mike Echo. ME88ME, I'm not hearing you, so. And I'm right next to the repeater, so I don't think it's going to work. Over. You activated the repeater, but I couldn't make out anything. Yeah, sorry if you can hear me. You are holding it for a few seconds for transmission, but there's no voice or meaning. The AK6CT listening on W8UM. If anybody on. Hello, Joy. AK-60T, listening. AK-60T is clear.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, clear, 81 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 79 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 79 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 79 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, cloudy, 77 degrees.
T-Suit, Hotel Cloud 9, India, Uniform Tango. T-Suit, Hotel Cloud 9, India, Uniform Tango.
Remember, Skyhub Link is here for emergency communications as well. If you hear an amateur anywhere call for emergency assistance, you can then call your local 911 operator, and they'll get in touch with the proper services and agencies in the area concerned. Thank you for monitoring the N2 SKY repeater linking system.
You have connected to a 6-link node, an EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
W8HF.
WB9CSP.
WB9CST, W8HF. Yeah, I was just checking propagation here. I own the 523 pair in Elyria, Ohio, and thought I was hearing something from out of town, just checking to see if it was our friends up north at W8UM. So a little bit of a band opening across Lake Erie. Name is Steve, currently located in Amherst, Ohio.
Yeah, the name here is Richard in Paris, Texas, and I was just connecting everything up for my net here in a few minutes. It starts at 5 p.m. My mom's from Port Clinton, Ohio. I'm not sure how far you are from that.
Well, I'm very close to Port Clinton, probably a 20-minute drive from where I'm at right now at most. I was actually born in Port Clinton. I got to run here. I'm just going through a drive-thru, and it's my turn. I had W8HF.
Did you say your call sign is W8HF? Is that correct? Over. This is VK3, Oscar Delta Delta, listening.
WB9CSP for an audio check.
Was that WB39C I heard? Over.
Whiskey Bravo 9 Charlie Sierra Papa.
Ah, so that was WB9CSP. This is VK3, Oscar Delta Delta, and your audio sounds fine there, buddy.
Yeah, the name here is Richard in Paris, Texas, and just getting ready for my net on Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central or 2200. I know it's just starting to break morning time / afternoon over there, so... how are things across the pond, so to speak?
Yes, that is correct. I am in Australia, Victoria, Werribee, and it's a little cold over here. I think it's about 8 degrees. 8 degrees, and my day's going fine. I'm just playing with this what is it? QSO1, and I'm sitting there connecting everything up and seeing what works and what doesn't work for me, because I have a dedicated Android transmitter, and I want to connect it into this Android transmitter for a second option other than Echolink that I'm speaking on now, because it's easy to have a handheld that I can push a button that I can push in to say hello and everything like that, and for my QSOs. This is VK3, Oscar Delta Delta, talking to WB9CSP. Over.
Welcome to the KE8 RV repeater system, located in London, Ohio, USA.
Yeah, most of the time I don't hear too many VK3s. I hear a lot of VK4s, maybe one or two VK2s, and
Hey, your transmission sort of dropped out there after you said that you don't normally hear VK stations. You normally hear VK4. I normally wake up early in the morning to get on the boredom breaker net that's actually on this frequency. Over.
Kilo Echo 3, Golf Romeo Oscar. Listening to the 8-5 repeater.
Yeah, there we go. I don't know why my All-Star was messing up, but yeah, good to make your acquaintance, by the way. And if you got time, my net starts here in a few minutes, and a couple things have gotten fixed up, like the St. Louis repeater where you just heard, and there's a bunch of other stuff. If you look at my call on QRZ, I have my website on there too, and it's got all the connections. I try and keep it as up to date as possible. You know how it is with technology, though. You always have to change something.
Yes, I totally understand, and we'll do a break for the person that's calling out for another station, so that way he can see if the other station can get back to him. This is VK3, Oscar Delta Delta.
Yeah, Richard, no problem. KE3, GRO, going to be clear and monitoring.
But yeah, Richard, I'll suss you out on QRZ and have a look and if I'm around for some reason I normally drop down to the North Pole repeater and it's not letting me log on to it, so I don't mind staying around for this one until the other net starts, which is the AV net, and that normally starts for about almost 10:30 for me, and it's actually 7:55, so I'll probably be hanging around. Will it be on NetLogger as well? Over.
Yeah, it will be. I try and keep it on NetLogger when it cooperates, but yeah, it should be.
Like I said, I'll see how I'm traveling, and I'll probably hang around. This is VK3, Oscar Delta Delta, going back to listening. Over.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan to me.
WB9CPVE5RJM, could you put me in and out here for your net there coming up? I'm going to be busy, so I won't be around the radio. Over.
Yeah, roger that, Randy. I can mark you as an in and out. That'll work. And thanks for stopping in.
Yeah, sounds good there, and yeah, your audio is great coming through here, so 7-3-5-RJM is clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 77 degrees.
Alright, there we go. Fix that up. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Richard, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, in Paris, Texas. This net meets every Saturday at 5 p.m. Central Time, 2200 UTC, on all the connections you hear. You can find more information under my call sign, WB9CFT. And today's topic, I think I will make it. What kind of emergency equipment do you carry with you when you leave the house? Radios, go bags, anything like that. What do you prepare with? Is today's question. So, with that, I'll start taking short times and mobiles. I already have Randy, CE5RJM, as a in and out. So any other short times or mobiles, come now. KE0TWB, I know I probably messed that up again, but afternoon, how are you? How's the weather up north? And what kind of emergency supplies do you carry with you when you go somewhere is today's question. Go ahead. X-Ray 4, Tango Alpha Zulu, good afternoon, how are you? I'm guessing you're passing through the area, maybe. I don't think I've heard your call before. If I have, it's been a while. So, how are you? And today's question is, what do you normally carry for emergencies in your vehicle? Go ahead.
Actually passing through Honey Creek right now. I am a local in the area. I've been on your net once or twice before, but it has been a while. As for my emergency supplies, I'm pretty sure the gentleman right before me from Andover nailed it. Cell phone, radio, flashlight, just the very, very minimal basics.
Contact.
WV9CFC, thanks for checking in, TAZ, and go ahead, the other station.
Good evening. My call was American Fox Foxtrot 4 Lima Lima, AF4LL. My name is Bill. I'm in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and I had the privilege of touring Nova Scotia a few years ago, along with PEI and Bay of Fundy and New Brunswick and so on and so on. And I spent a lot of time last night with the great QS, your area there on the other local repeater. But anyway, glad to be here again. The name is Bill. And if I could get your call for the log, please. This is AF4LL.
Yeah, roger that, Bill. The name here is Richard, Whiskey Bravo 9, Chicago-style pizza, Charlie Sierra Papa, in Paris, Texas. Over.
Okay, on Echo Link, it says this repeater's being at Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, but I guess with Echo Link, it doesn't matter. I'm in Hazard, Kentucky, the town of Hazard, Kentucky, Southeast Kentucky. Richard, pleased to make your acquaintance tonight, and good evening to the net, who all over is here. WB9CSPAF4LL.
Yeah, roger that, Bill. This net is every Saturday at 5 p.m. Central. I can't remember if Kentucky's Central or Eastern Time, but 2200 UTC, so 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And yeah, Randy connects up the, I don't want to mislabel it, the VE5RJM group of repeaters up there. So there's a bunch of repeaters up there connected in Canada, and they all come through either All-Star or Echolink, and he's been connected up for a while now. I haven't heard too many people coming from Canada, though, but I'm sure they're still there. And, I've got about 25 different repeaters across the U.S. and even some down in the Caribbean connected to my net.
Well, fantastic. I see that now. And, I remember when Link repeaters first started in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, and I was just amazed by all of this. I tried to work the 10-10 contest today and don't hear a lot on 10 meters, unfortunately. I did work the Venezuelan a little bit earlier. But, again, I'm glad to make your acquaintance. The town of Hazard is southeast Kentucky, not too far from the Virginia line. And if you see me on QRZ, I work a lot of 10 meters. And I like being an Echo Link. I like being on the radio and hearing people's stories. And, I will definitely put this one in my notes here. WB9, Chicago-style pizza, AF4LL.
Yeah, roger that, Bill. Well, thanks for checking in. And, my website for the net is on my QRZ page. So, if you get a chance to stop by there, there's more than one way to get in here. Plenty of ways. So have a good rest of your day. Now try and circle back to you here in a little bit if you're still there for the 7-3 round. So, I forgot where I was. Oh, yeah, short times and mobiles. Well, we already got those, so let's go ahead and move on to general check-ins. Anyone anywhere, including any digital check-ins on Skyhub, come now, WB9CFT.
Kilo Echo 3, Golf Romeo Oscar.
KF8GLU, in and out.
Whiskey, Tango, Oscar, Yankee.
South, in Georgia.
Kilo 6, Golf, Romeo Lima, Linda, California.
Kilo Foxtrot 0, Whiskey Uniform Romeo, from Central Minnesota. SF Alpha Foxtrot Zero Sierra Foxtrot, one time in and out, please.
All right, I know I messed up that last one, November Zero, so let me get the last one first before I miss it. Who is the in and out on Skyhub?
Zero SF Alpha Foxtrot Zero Sierra Foxtrot. One time in and out, please.
Okay, I got it that time. I put November Foxtrot, that's why. AF0SF, I got you in and out. Let's see, KF8GLU, I'm pretty sure was in and out, yes. KE3GROWATOY, N4VCZ, and K6GRL, KF0W. You are. It's got all of you, so let me go back up. KE3GRO. Good to hear you guys on St. Louis. Yeah, I didn't know you guys were having issues over there, so don't think I didn't forget about you guys. How are you guys doing today? How's the weather over in St. Louis? And what kind of emergency preparedness do you have inside your vehicle is today's question. Go ahead.
KE3GRO. It's raining off and on today, a little misty out. It's probably in the mid-70s, so not a bad day, not a bad day, especially if you're staying in on the radio. As far as emergency preparedness, I used to do survival and do some prepping, so I have just about everything in my truck you could imagine. From hatchets to first aid gear to fire extinguisher, ferro rods, raincoat, a little bit of everything. So I have some property out in the country, so you have to have a little bit of everything sometimes. Back to the net.
Yeah, I would say it would be important to have a little bit of this and that when you live out in the country. I would know. We used to live out in the middle of nowhere in an all-electric trailer, so that was fun. KF8GLU, thank you for stopping in. Hope to hear you again next week, if you can make it. John, W8TOY, toy driver, how have you been? How are things up in Michigan? And do you have any emergency kits for your vehicle? Go ahead.
Really nothing radio related except the mobile that's installed in the car. I have some basic camping tools, knives, starters. Heat containing sleeping bags, some pine tools, air compressors, tire repair tools, a few things like that, and some navigation equipment that doesn't need antenna batteries, electronics like a compass and things like that. And that's about it. There's like I have quite a few bits that I can put on the car, or if I was away from the car, if I had
and with me, I could use them to signal with things like that. So that's about it. I got about half full. Anyway, yeah, roger that, John. Thanks for checking in. And yeah, that sounds like some good stuff. And thank you for stopping in. Let's see. November 4, Zulu Charlie Victor. Hi, Ralph. How are you? How's your day been? And how are things in Georgia? And what kind of emergency stuff do you keep in your vehicle? Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, Richard. Thanks for doing that. Hope you're doing well. Yeah, weather here has been, I don't know, whatever. We've had a little bit of haze from the fires in Canada, like everybody else and whatnot. My brother, who lives southwest of Chicago, a little bit in Bolingbrook, Illinois, was without power for 5 days and 1 hour. He was the last person to get power back on in Bolingbrook. He got his power on a few hours ago. Just the way the power lines run, you know, he was the end of the line. And at my parents' house, the pole in their backyard is apparently the very last line pole on the power line. But he was out for, like I say, 5 days and 1 hour. With all the storms they had there and everything that happened all the way up to Green Bay, all the way down to Indiana. I used to be more prepared. I used to have what we call the fire department a jump kit. I used to carry that in my Suburban. I had a machete. I had, when I was for geocaching, I had all kinds of first aid stuff for that and whatnot. The jump kit had stuff in it. But, you know, and I got rid of the Suburban 5 years ago, and all that stuff's in the garage. So, yeah, the guy who lives out in the country with the hatchet and all the other stuff, yeah, he's way ahead of me. Yeah, I don't have anything in there. I don't have an extinguisher. I don't have anything in my Edge. But I don't go anyplace. Sometimes I don't even start the thing for 3-4 days in a row. But, yeah, I should have stuff in there. Good topic, Richard. Back to you, WB9CSP, N4ZCV.
Yeah, it's a pretty good topic, I think. I got it off another net earlier, so I think it's a good one. But, yeah, thanks for checking in. And good to have you, Ralph. Glad you were able to make it again this week. So with that, let's see. Hi, Linda. Hallo, wie geht's dir und wie ist das Wetter? And what kind of emergency stuff do you keep in your Das Apple? Go ahead.
Yeah, Richard, WB9CSP, K6JL, hello, good afternoon, good evening to the group. Well, just auto, im Auto, in the car, in das Wetter, the weather is good, with upper 60 CS, so it's pretty nice out. So in my car, it's pretty much clean, but you'll be surprised how prepared I am. First of all, I have a built-in 2m440 mobile radio with a, you know, attached built-in antenna, a shorter one that's very powerful. And then I have, of course, my cell phone with a flashlight and apps. I have... No, I don't have remote terms. What am I doing? I wrote down remote terms. I have it on my computer. But it is available, actually, for the phone, but it's not free. So maybe I'll bring it down anyways. But no, I don't have that one yet. But on my phone, I have Echolink, of course, Zello. And I'm happy to report I now have a workable All-Star app on my phone, DB Switch. I just tried it before the net, Richard. I was able to link up to your note 608-50. The other one, 42707, that's listed for SBA, is not working. It's not connecting. But it is working now and also connected to the Sacramento National Weather Service repeater up there. So where we have our scale one that worked too. So it's working now, yay. I don't know if David did anything behind the scenes or if it was just a timing issue, but it's working. And also on my phone, I have, let's see, I don't have WinLink yet expressed, but also today I confirmed that WinLink is now working on my computer, so I have confirmation from two folks that I contacted, so I now have AllStar and WinLink. I feel empowered. Then in my car I also have a car phone charger, that's important. And in my purse, when I walk out the door, I always have credit cards and cash. And in my car, I have two bottles of water, single-size waters, and a box of tissues. And I have at least half a tank of gas always, so when I get close to half a tank, I'll fill it up. I don't have a jumper kit, but I have a triple A.
W8UM, VHF. Time out.
Linda has timed out a bunch of stuff according to the bottom of the screen. that's funny. I'll have to make sure everything's connected. Wow, that's 1, 2, 3, 4 different things. 5 different things, but that's okay. But anyway, yeah, so, thank you for checking in. I'm just making sure everything's still here, so, it appears to be, I think, so, we'll find out. Let's see, KF0WUR, good afternoon, how are you, how are things up there? And what kind of emergency stuff do you keep in your vehicle? Go ahead.
Yes, good evening, or late afternoon. This is Mike, KF0WUR. The weather in Minnesota right now is very toasty. It's about 87 outside. But that's not a complaint, because in January it definitely will not be 87. Regarding what I have in my vehicle, I carry a lot of what everybody else is saying, a cell phone charger. I try to have an HP either as an amateur radio or a GMRS rig to have some options in case a cell phone doesn't work. I also carry a first aid kit. I also carry a reflective traffic vest. And I'm considering throwing my go bag back in the car, which basically covers a whole ton of stuff. But just enough to get me by. I'm in a semi-busy area, so help is usually not too far away. With that, I'll turn it back over to Net Control 73's KF0, Whiskey Uniform, Romeo, out.
Yeah, roger that. Thank you for checking in, and good to have you, and glad you were able to make it. So with that, anybody else wishing to check into the everything yet? And that's the bottom of my list. Come now, WB9CSC.
KB9KYO, receiver. KF0SYV, Caleb.
KF0YLH, Colorado, Bill.
So did you just call? Just step away for a second.
Yeah, WB9CST. Just looking for some more check-ins for the everything that I've already got two right now. Over.
This is VK3, Oscar Delta Delta.
I need to go jogging and have to make a call, but I'm pleased to be here tonight. This is AF4LL, and I will look you up on Echo, on QRZ. Many thanks.
Oh, all right, Bill. I didn't recognize your call for just a second, but all right, thank you. And let's see. K KF0SYZ has got UKF0IOH and VK3ODD. So let me take the international first. VK3ODD, good morning, I believe it is for you. How are things across the pond? Welcome to the Everything Net. What kind of emergency preparedness do you have when you travel? Go ahead.
WB9CSP, this is VK3, Oscar Delta Delta, and good afternoon to you all. And yes, it is a good morning. It is a good morning for me because I'm not working, and it is currently Sunday. And yeah, I do get up early in the morning to get on the nets and everything like that, and say hello to everybody and listen to everybody. So yeah, and I do have a full drive that's full loaded, and so that way when I go camping or take it anywhere, it's already got a compressor to pump up my tyres. It's already got a puncture kit to repair the tyre. And then it's also got a few different. It's got three different transmitters in it. So I've got my three antennas. It's got its own solar panel with its charge controller. And then it's got its dual batteries. And it's sort of got everything I need, as well as a little toolkit at the back. So to be prepared. And for my backpack, I carry around a laptop as well as my mobile phone, my earbuds, as well as a 270 transmitter, Bofang, and I do carry around a portable computer that I can plug into any TV screen for HDMI, and it turns my mobile phone into another computer just in case. And I carry Bluetooth speaker, a lighter, and painkillers, and I think that's and a lock for my push bike, because I always have one in there, and then a raincoat, and that's about all I carry. Over.
The other thing that's cool that you guys have over there for now that we don't have over here, and I bet most people don't know this, you guys have the Telstra HF telephone system on 7 gigahertz, I believe it is. We don't have that over here. I wish we did. It would be really cool. Especially in rural areas, but have you ever used the HF telephone system over there?
There's a few repeaters there's a heap of repeaters that are covering the land and everything like that. So I've never used the Telstra HF repeaters. So I'll have to actually look that up and see how I can use them and everything like that. It's pretty hard to go full drive in somewhere where you can't get radio communication over.
Yeah, you'll have to look it up. From what I'm to understand, you have to get your own license for it. You can't use your ham license. And it's a mobile-style telephone, like a handset. And you can make a telephone call over HF. If you send me an email, I'll find the video and send it to you. It's pretty cool. Thanks for checking in and being here for the beginning and the middle of the net. I'll try and get back to you towards the end if you're still here. Let's see. KF0SYV, hey Galen, how are you today? How are things in the corn state? And what kind of emergency stuff do you carry in your vehicle when you travel? Go ahead.
Richard, and everyone else on the net. I'm doing pretty well, thank you. I hope you are doing well also. It's cooled off a little bit. We've had a week or so of pretty hot weather, but it's cooled off a little bit for a couple of days, so we're enjoying that. As far as equipment, I usually carry an air compressor, battery powered and or I can plug in the power the cigarette lighter, power lighter, power cord on the car, and carry a small lighter torch kind of thing for fire, and carry a can of what they call fix-a-flat, and kind of a small toolbox, flashlight, and most of the time I've got my two-way radio with me. I got my little handheld amateur radio, so I may not be prepared.
Yeah, Roger that, Galen. Thanks for checking in, and good to have you today. KF0IOH, how are you today? How's the weather there? And what kind of emergency stuff do you keep in your vehicle? Go ahead.
Kilo Foxtrot Zero Yankee Lima Hotel.
Ah, okay, I messed up all but the last letter, Yankee Lima Hotel. I thought I had it right. Good afternoon, how are you? How's the weather out in Colorado? And what kind of emergency equipment do you keep in your vehicle? Go ahead.
I'm doing well.
Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 77 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 79 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 75 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, rain, 72 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 70 degrees.